This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA. Every single day to wrap the show up. Randy's on to something here,
I'm just curious. That's it. I'm just curious.
Saturday's 48 Saturday, hours away.
Yeah, technically Saturday is the start of week four in college football.
Yeah.
Like,
Teams play Friday, but yeah.
Right. But yeah, you walk up into the coach like, hey, let me get 100 G's. You see what everybody else doing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to red shirt.
What's that collective talking about? Like this week.
Dude, that'd be so crazy.
I'm just thinking about, like, obviously everybody's talking about the kid at UNLV and that story and all that, and who knows really what the truth is, but I don't know. Say you're looking at, like, what were we talking about?
Mizzou,
yeah.
Wazoo's quarterback.
John Mathier. John Mathier is off to a great start. They're 4-0. They got Boise State coming up. That's a big game for them on Saturday night. He walks into their coach's office on Friday, and he's like, yeah, that truck you guys got me is nice, but we're going to need a little bit more if we're playing against Boise State on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more guys that do this. Is it called opting out, redshirting?
It's just interesting.
What was the word that we use about this that we heard? They go in there and, why can't they think
shakedown?
About it? It's a shakedown. Oh. A word for it, too. Extortion. Yeah, extorting them.
Yeah.
A little more. Yeah. It's extortion week in college
football.
That's exactly
what it is.
All right, Zach Sanguinetti.
That's exactly what it is.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So, I'm firmly in Randy's camp about no clothes on dogs. No thank you.
Man,
no way.
I'm sorry.
Actually, I broke up with a girl in college because she put clothes on her dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, weird.
So my question is, what's the pettiest thing that you've ever broken up with somebody for? And also, Andy, is today the official start of soup season?
Oh, good question. Yeah, I think so.
What?
I think it is. It's pretty gloomy outside.
We'd say the most petty thing.
The pettiest thing you've broken up with someone for.
It's not even being petty. It's my brother them fault, man, because... No, it's not their fault. I was in college. I was like, I didn't want no girlfriend, you know, never anything like that. And so I said, how can I do it without, you know, being a jerk and stuff? And so I kind of made up a rumor that she cheated on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Smear campaign,
yeah.
Huh?
But, it wasn't no smear. Because they didn't, Fort Valley is a small town, but yeah, it wasn't. It was just like I was in college, and I was like, you know, I don't want to be one. You know, I can't do this. I didn't want to do that.
You ever give them the "it's not you, it's me"?
All the time.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, all the time.
It's hard. Like you walk into it and you have a plan, and then all of a sudden it just doesn't go the way you thought it was gonna, and then you start leaning on cliches.
Yeah,
you're like a hot seat coach getting peppered by the media.
Yeah,
you say, there's so many better people out there. You're gonna be fine. It's not you. Dang it.
I just
said the thing you're not supposed to say. It's not you, it's me. Oh no.
Yeah.
I broke up with a girl one time because a girl moved home. I didn't expect her to move home. She moved home.
Right.
I was like, well, I'm gonna hang out with her.
Yeah. Wow. That's worse than me.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't lie about it. I told her. I said straight up, like, look.
It could have, but
I think she's coming back.
It could have happened. Like I said, I was in Athens. It could have happened.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Man, Smokin' Joe. I love my dog, but he just went out the window like an old Newport. You know,
How come? What did he do?
He's talking about the Falcons getting acquainted to each other. You know when they should have got acquainted to each other?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, they don't do that. So why?
They don't ask Joe's opinion on it.
And I don't know why everybody's still crying about it. They don't do it. They're not going to do it.
I ain't crying about nothing.
Yeah.
You know, if I was going to cry about the Falcons, I would have ran out of tissues 30, 40 years ago. Why not? Hey, Randy, I know you talk trash about San Diego, and thankfully I'm only a window shopper these days, but I'm going to San Diego next week. Where's the spot, man?
Did you say I talk crap about San Diego? When the hell have I ever talked crap about San Diego?
Man, you've said 50 times you got to go hunt them in San Diego.
Oh, well,
you did say it's slim pickings with the ladies.
Oh, yeah, slim pickings, but I'm married, so it don't matter. So, yeah, it don't matter.
I think Adam is, too.
Yeah, you got to go find them. You got to go. San Diego's freaking awesome. Now, other than there's still pickings out there, but okay, appreciate it, man. I will go to La Jolla. That's if you're going to take a lady to La Jolla, definitely go down to the gas lamp. Stay the hell away from Tijuana. All right, stay the hell away from Tijuana.
Yeah.
But yeah, go to La Jolla, gas lamp. That's all you need.
That sounds like good advice.
Yeah, that's all you need.
James is in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on? I got two quick questions.
Sure.
The first one is, do Atlanta as a city, do we get the sweep this weekend with Georgia beat Alabama, the Falcons beat the Saints, and I guess the Braves ain't got to sweep the Mets on Monday, but I guess win the series. And my second question is, will you guys be in the office tomorrow?
We will be here.
Yeah, we'll be here.
I mean, Lord willing.
Yeah, my kid, they asked me, Daddy, do you have to go to work tomorrow? Well, yeah. So, yeah, I got to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're staying in a hotel in Midtown because my wife's job put everybody up just so they can make sure they could get there.
Yeah,
so
that's
they can
nice.
Report on the rooms.
That's awesome.
We'll see. We'll see if it's nice.
Kids in a hotel room.
All four of us in, I don't know how big the room is, and a dog all in one room. We'll see.
We'll see. I like
my house.
Y'all got to go to bed early, huh?
But yeah. So it'll be an experience.
Yeah.
Will the state sweep?
Did he
the
say
weekend?
State or city of Atlanta? Because we know how people get sensitive. Because yes, we know.
We'll just say
Georgia is not in Atlanta. Yes, we know.
Power rank them in terms of your confidence.
As far as win,
yeah.
Georgia Falcons Braves. No, I'm sorry. Georgia Braves Falcons.
Yeah, I'm Georgia Braves Falcons.
Yeah, Georgia Braves Falcons.
I really hope the Falcons beat the Saints, though.
I do too.
I really do. Really, really do. All right, Rock is on the south side. Hey, Rock.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Hey, Rock.
Pretty gloomy out here today. Pretty gloomy out here today.
It is.
So I want to know, what's the most fun thing you've done in inclement weather when it's gloomy outside, indoor, outdoor activity? What's the most fun thing you've ever done?
Well, seeing as how 29 of my first 29 years of my life were spent in gloomy weather.
I know.
Everything. I got in the car yesterday about 4:45, and you know it was dark because it was so cloudy and it was raining like that. And I was like, "Oh, this is a memory. This feels similar to many days in my life." I wouldn't say nostalgic because isn't nostalgic positive?
I guess
it's a positive memory.
I guess
it felt like something, but I was like, "Yeah, I've been a lot of traffic and rain in my life. I don't know. In rain, stay inside.
I love staying inside, but in the rain,
Find a partner?
Yeah, I mean, that's all I can say. Something like that. In the rain, not in the
but
rain.
But it doesn't make it better because it's raining. It could be sunny outside.
I don't know, dog. That rain, that...
Oh, like a calm.
Yeah, dog.
Almost like a sound machine, but natural.
Yeah, dog.
Fair enough.
Yeah, man.
But so that's the thing, right?
That's the answer. That's definitely
your favorite thing you did inside while it was raining?
No, outside. When
or
it was raining.
Outside.
Yeah.
Oh, getting it in the rain.
Yeah, man.
Wow, good for you.
Dude,
that sounds very romantic.
It is.
All right, Bryson is in Atlanta. Hey, Bryson.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hi, Bryson.
What's up, man?
Hey, I just want to say go Dogs and go Dirty Birds. I was watching a YouTube wrestling podcast yesterday, and they was talking about funny wrestling signs fans had. And one of the signs that was pretty funny that I kind of laughed at it. Says Goldberg eats corn the long way. And I kind of pretty laughed at that. So my question for you, Randy, is your time in the NFL, what funny signs did you see?
My goodness.
I don't know if it was a sign you read me earlier, but you read me a very funny thing about Kalen DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer, smokes his brisket in the oven or something?
No. Because Kalen DeBoer smokes a brisket on a gas grill.
On a gas grill.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That is great.
That's good trash talk.
Yeah, I never pay attention to the signs in the stands or anything like that. I've just never pay attention. I'm sure there were some.
There'll be some good ones on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. In Tuscaloosa? Yeah. It's going to be some... Some riots.
Do we have time for one more? Kind of? Okay. Andrew does tend to have long questions, but Andrew's in Buckhead. We'll make it quick.
I'll try to keep it quick.
No,
I'll say to put clothes on your, to have a girl that puts clothes on their dog and you break up with them. I mean, there's another situation. It could be a cat issue, and no pun intended, all puns intended, actually, with that one. but what I will say is, so quick question for Randy, or two questions, sorry. The question is, I've been following a lot of football, and what's the etiquette to give the ball back to the referee? What's that like? Is there a specific etiquette that you guys have to that?
No.
And then secondly, is there a referee when you played that you were oh, I know what time it is. It's going to be tough today.
Yeah. Okay. No, there is no, there's no etiquette. And I always forget his brother's name, but he was a referee, a back judge when I played at Georgia, and I used to give him hell. And his ass came to the NFL, and I remember when he was in the, it was like one.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
My first games, and I looked back and I saw him. He said, "Don't start that dish." All right? he said, we both graduated to the next level. Don't start that message you did at Georgia. I'll never forget that. Every time he would be in one of our games, he would come up to say something every single time. But I remember him.
Give him hell in the NFL too?
Oh yeah. But in Georgia, I went after him. It was one game.
Was it just really bad?
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. But yeah.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every revenue.
Joe's a real man.
So's Abe.
And koala bears are nasty.
Nasty.
Damn freaks.
Infected. Randy holds tight to three things: his money, his woman, and his job.
A very educational show today. So apparently old folks' homes are running rampant with STDs.
Yeah.
And some koala from Arkansas gave one of the koalas in Australia the clap.
Yeah, man. He was in the zoo. He was in the Arkansas Zoo. They took him and sent him out there, man.
Where did he get it?
From somebody nasty in Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, koala is the grossest bear by far.
Yes.
And old folks' homes can be quite true.
I'm just going by what I've been told.
This is a funny radio show.
I just told you what I've been told.
You guys are funny. All right, we'll come back. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.